Hello, and welcome to Think Compliance, brought to you by Comply Guys and Compliatric. My name is Brad Phillips, and I'll be your host. Today I have Ahmed Salim here with me.
Hi, Brad.
How's it going? So for all of our new listeners, Comply Guys and Compliatric have created this podcast series in order to help compliance professionals build their program. Every podcast will discuss a new compliance issue and provide insight on how to ensure your organization is following best practices. Today's topic will be an overview of the HCCA's OIG resource guide. Now, it's important to note that the information provided in our podcasts are the opinions of our presenters and should not be considered legal advice. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to Ahmed Salim. His email address is listed at the description page in our podcast. The resource guide was put together with a number of compliance professionals and staff from the Department of the Health and Human Services. The goal was to discuss ways to measure effectiveness within a compliance program. Ahmed, can you tell us why this is important?
Well, Brad, it's been a key focus lately from not only OIG, but a lot of governmental agencies to put an emphasis on measuring the effectiveness of the compliance program. The reason why is they want to make sure that organizations not only have a compliance program, but they're actually efficiently using and conducting compliance functions within their compliance program.
Okay. And what does the resource guide actually cover?
Well, it actually covers a lot. It's a pretty thorough document. It essentially covers the seven elements of an effective compliance program and goes pretty in depth into each element. It basically discusses what an organization should be doing and what it should be looking for. It should be very important to note that these are essentially metrics and guidance that the document creators have put forward. There's no way that they intend you to be able to go through every single bullet point within your organization on a yearly basis. It's kind of a pick and choose. But it's a good resource guide, and it's a way to basically create a checklist that organizations can use to measure effectiveness. And it's a great way to have a starting point for your organization.
Great. You know, could you give us an example of that, though?
Yeah, there's a lot of examples within the resource guide that state that you should create a checklist of certain topic areas or survey staff in order to see if, you know, the item that you're checking on is actually being used. So, for example, under code of conduct, it states that you should survey staff to see their understanding of the standards of conduct within your organization. On top of that, it also states that part of your survey should ask if staff knows how to access your standards of conduct. So basically, the overall goal of the resource guide is to provide organizations and their leaders another opportunity to really measure their effectiveness and to continue and create that message of having a compliance program within their organization and the governmental expectation that the program has, as well as being running effectively.
So what advice can you give us regarding this resource guide?
Well, I would recommend leaders go through the guide. Like I said earlier, it's a pretty thorough guide. It's about 50 pages or so. Basically, go through the guide and start taking notes and highlighting areas of weaknesses within your programs. You'll be able to start determining how you rank and what you can do to improve on. We will attach the link to the homepage of this podcast so people can easily access the guide. You know, after some compliance professionals have done so, I would recommend going through your strengths, highlighting areas that you're doing great in, but you can do a little more on top of that. I've done a presentation at the HCCA conference multiple times talking about measuring your effectiveness through surveys within your organization. This is a great idea to take this resource guide and start creating surveys for organizations. And then simply put, this guide should be used differently at every organization. This, and it clearly states in the resource guide as well, this is not a one-size-fits-all resource, right? Compliance professionals have to go through the resource themselves and determine what's important and what's not and what affects their program and what doesn't affect their program. They want to make sure that they're actually doing what is being stated in the resource guide, and they want to make sure that they're not missing anything. So once they have identified areas, start using the guide to help improve any issues within your program.
Well, Ahmed, thank you so much for all of your time and all of your insight. We do appreciate having you on the show.
Thank you, Brad.
So thank you for listening to Think Compliance again. Please join us for our next podcast. We'll be discussing conducting a risk assessment. If you have any questions, please reach out to Ahmed Salim. His email is located at the bottom of our podcast. Thanks again.